In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Today we have the example before us of the myrrh-bearing women on this third Sunday of Pascha. What did they do? Some of what they did didn't make a whole lot of sense. Our Lord was alive. They were going to anoint a dead man. Some of our hymns speak about this. They took all this care, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, to put the Lord in the tomb, to roll a stone in front of the tomb, to protect it. The myrrh-bearing women wanted to anoint him, as was their custom, and they didn't have a chance to do it because, of course, the Lord was died just before the Sabbath began for Passover, so they couldn't do anything then. But they were going to anoint a dead man, and he was alive. He was already risen at this point. So what they did, they had the wrong idea. With their limited understanding, they were going to do something only because of love. They weren't correct. They would have no need to use this myrrh and aloes to anoint the Lord, because he wasn't in the grave. But they didn't know this. Think of their state of mind. They thought he was the Messiah. They thought he would deliver them. They thought he was the one. He would usher in the kingdom of God. And then all hope was lost. Goes into Jerusalem. It appears to them that he was basically taken by force, although the Lord allowed everything. He's taken by a mob, tried in a kangaroo court, and executed in a matter of a day or two. All hope would be lost in their minds. And yet, they had love. They loved the Lord. They remembered what he'd done for them. Most probably, they were not thinking he was Messiah anymore. They were too filled with grief to really be considering this anymore. But they loved him, and they wanted to honor him. So they wanted to go and anoint him. They were acting on their limited understanding. But they hadn't given up. I think this is the key. This is why the Lord made them so happy. Because of their efforts, because of their desire. Not because of their knowledge, they were wrong. But because of their honor, integrity. This is how we must be. There's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot of sins we still commit. There's a lot of things we don't even know about ourselves that still grieve the Lord, and we don't even know they exist yet. A lot hidden in our hearts that eventually should be made known. But for now, we're operating with a lot of ignorance. But if we're like these myrrh-bearing women, if we bring to the Lord what gifts we have, according to the knowledge we have, and the understanding we have now, then our understanding will be increased. And we will know all things eventually. This is their great example. Here they had lost their great hope. But they didn't lose their integrity or their love for the one they thought they lost. So they wanted to show one final act of love to him, the one they thought was already dead and laying in the tomb. So they go to the tomb early in the morning, and they hadn't really thought this out very well. How are they going to roll the stone away from the tomb? It's a huge stone. They had seen it rolled to the tomb, been rolled from a hill down and wedged into the tomb. How are you going to get this thing out without several very, very strong men and pry bars? Who shall roll away for us the stone? They said. And what is this tomb? Well, the tomb that they were going to held the Lord for a short while. But symbolically, this tomb is our heart. The Lord lived in that tomb. He also lives in our tomb. Now, when the stone was rolled away from the tomb, it was shown that there was life. The angel said, "He's not here, he's risen." When the stone should be rolled away from our tomb, there should be life. There's a lot in our hearts that still is not good. It still is dark. It still is, I suppose, I shouldn't say dead, because the Lord doesn't allow us to be dead. Half dead. Like the person who was left on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, half dead. But the Lord will make us completely alive. The Lord will roll away that stone from our tomb. And what is this stone? Stone is things that we cannot do of our own power. We can't conquer our passions on our own. We can't develop an understanding of God on our own. We can't change for the better on our own. It's a big stone. We can't change it. But the Lord can. All the Lord expects of us. He doesn't expect us to work out the details of how the stone was rolled away. The Lord knows these things. The women didn't. Really kind of crazy. Here they are carrying these things, having no idea how they're going to get into the tomb. They went on because of love and faith. It was an important task, and somehow it would be accomplished. They didn't know how. Well, the stone was rolled away by the power of the Lord. And they saw it when they came. The stone was not at the tomb. All things are open to us now because the Lord is risen. All things that are in our tomb can become life. But only if we live as the myrrh-bearing women, as Joseph, as Nicodemus, as all of the apostles lived. With effort, with desire, with offering what we have of our meager abilities now to the Lord, without losing hope. I think it's very hard to keep hope sometimes. We see so much wrong with ourselves, it's hard to keep going. We believe the Lord can change people, but can He change us? He can change other people. I mean, we have records of the saints, how many people became holy. But us? Me? Can He change me? There's something in me that won't let Him change me. No, there isn't. Not if you act as the myrrh-bearing women. Just go to the tomb. Bring what you can. The myrrh, the ointments, they are our works. Not just the things we do, but how we feel, what our desires are, what our priorities are. Bring to the Lord the desire to fulfill His commandments. Bring to the Lord the desire to obey Him in all things. That should be your myrrh and your ointments that you bring to Him. Now you have the desire to, as it were, apply these ointments. But not the ability, because there's a stone that's blocking your path. It's not your responsibility to move this stone. The Lord will move the stone. But you must go. You must go to the tomb. You must bring to the Lord all of your virtues. Even if they're not very, very, very many of them, bring everything you have. And depend on the Lord to move the stone. Then you'll be like these myrrh-bearing women who were enlightened, who were made happy beyond any kind of happiness we can know, who trembled in amazement May we be like that. But we can only obtain this kind of wonderful knowledge that the Lord gives if we bring to Him everything we have, according to everything we understand at this moment. You'll understand more later. But for now, what you understand is what you know. That's it. You don't know anymore. You can't give the Lord any more than you have right now. Later on, you'll be able to give Him more, but not at this point in time. Give to Him what you have. It will be enough. The Lord took the 2 mites of the widow and counted it as all of her living. The Lord can certainly take our meager abilities, our small virtues, our limited understanding, and accept it. And in turn, roll away the stone from our tomb and enlighten us in all things. May God bless you and help you.